Lisa, L-I-S-A, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, chief complaint, abdominal pain, number one, nausea, number two, bloating, number three, sore throat, number four, swelling in the neck, number five. Patient is a 24-year-old young woman, dental hygienist, married, her husband goes to school. She just had a 10-month-old baby, period. Nipergat patient has had above symptoms for the past 3 days. Allergy, none, medications, Tylenol, medical problems, negative, surgical problem, negative. She social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, last period 4/19/22. Patient has had vaccines for COVID-19 and boosted. Family history, father died of melanoma, allergy, none, 127 pounds, 100%, 98, 16, 83, 120 over 73, heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows lymphadenopathy, neurological non-focal, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, abdomen is slightly tender. Assessment number one, abdominal tenderness, ultrasound of the abdomen is completely negative. Number two, nausea, most likely related to postnasal drip. Number three, strep is negative. Number four, treat with Rocephin now. Next time is Depomedrol or Decadron 8 milligram now. Next time we treat with Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. Next number, bland diet. Next number, if not improved, develops nausea, vomiting, only the symptoms to return. Next number, possible exposure to mono. For this reason, we looked at her abdominal ultrasound, her liver, her gallbladder, and her spleen, which were all within normal limits. Next number, she does have copious amount of lymphadenopathy in the neck, which could be seen in patients with mono, but no evidence of that was noted today. Next number, we'll evaluate in 3 days, if not better. Next number, her carotid and ultrasound, both in the neck, looks normal. Thank you.